Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, Lord, our God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and our God, oh, Lord, our God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again. O thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hear, Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor like unto thyself. And oh yes, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it was marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is our God. And oh yes, Jesus came in the flesh, did that marvelous work on Calvary. That provided an escape from us, gave us an escape from that horrible place called hell. Oh, praise the Lord, and good morning to the few of you whom have tuned in this morning and following the leading of the Holy Spirit. The Lord God is a good God. First and foremost, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And I give thanks to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Israel for you this morning. For the Bible clearly says that many are called, but only a few chosen. The Lord has chosen a few of you to take you to a higher fate, bring you higher up in the mountain. Oh, yes, you're climbing up the mountain. But God, the Lord God Almighty, insists that he won't be satisfied until you're standing high up on the mountaintop. Oh, good God Almighty. The Lord is good, and all the time he's good. Just want to thank you all for tuning in this morning. And the Lord did a switch on you all last week. It don't have nothing to do with me. It's the Lord's doing. See, I work for Jesus Christ. I'm just an employee. I just have to follow instructions. He switched the message last week from 11 a.m., and he brought it at 1 a.m. That was somebody whom the Lord moved and said that they needed to hear that, so he did that. So all I could do is just be about the Father's business, do what he say do, unless I lose my job. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And speaking of my job, I love my job. I'm so grateful. What a wonderful opportunity it is to be a member of the family, of the household of God, and to work in this kingdom of God. For Jesus said, oh, yes, Lord, greater works will you do, for I go to the Father on your behalf. I'm so glad to have a job. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And speaking of job, the clock is ticking. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So let me get the word. As you all know that I've been following along with this ministry by the will of God, today, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to enlighten you, open your eyes through the book of Galatians. Chapter 1 is where he will come in order to give you understanding. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Galatians chapter 1 says, and this is my brother in Christ speaking, Brother Paul, whom is absent from the body, but he's present with the Lord. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. I'm going to stop there for a moment. You know, Paul being an apostle, we know as the bride of Christ at the fivefold ministry. And we have the apostle that's really on the top of all of those seats. He gets his instructions directly from Jesus Christ as he speaks to us all through the agency of the Holy Spirit. But that apostle sits high on that seat, and he's the one in which the Lord pulls him aside and sometimes give him a special message. Oh, praise be to his holy name. And the Holy Spirit said that who raised him from the dead. You all must remember that this is Paul, whom was Saul, that initially prior to the conversion on the Damascus Road, he was a religious heresy. He was one in which that he was preaching another gospel other than Jesus Christ and him crucified. And he hated everybody, anybody that brought that message. Better yet, we all know that a Bible readers that when Jesus Christ spoke to him in his brightness of his holiness, blind him, that at that particular time, Paul on the Damascus Road was on his way again to try to do some more evil to the brothers and sisters in Christ. For when you're led by the Antichrist spirit, then you call evil good and good evil. Oh, bless his holy name. Galatians chapter 2, it says, And all the brothers which are with me unto the churches of Galatians, grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Verse 6 says, and I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another gospel, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed. That word accursed means eternally doomed. That word accursed means lost of soul. You see, verse 8, it shows us that the message, not the messenger, the message, not the messenger, is of uttermost importance. The Galatians controversy is not over teachers or personalities, but the controversy is over truth and error. And the Holy Spirit says that even a heavenly angel, if he preached error, he's to be accursed. That is, eternally doomed. And verse 9 tells us, and as we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Now, we all know that when the Holy Spirit says something one time, it's really important. But we also know when he says it to us again, it's eternally important. It has to do with our souls. Oh, praise his holy name. And verse 10 says, For do I now persuade men or God, or do I speak to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. In other words, Brother Paul was saying, you know, if my work is to make men happy, then I'm not pleasing God. You know, our goal is to be God-pleasers. Don't worry about men, because men don't really, you know, pleasing them, they don't have no heaven or hell to put you in. You know, but God, allow our ministries to be pleasing unto God. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Brother Paul is revealing unto us here that this gospel in which that the Holy Spirit gave him to preach, that God said that he had chosen him as an instrument to carry his name, and he had chosen him to show him the great things he had to suffer in order to be able to preach this glorious gospel of the kingdom. Paul makes it very clear that this gospel, it didn't come by man, but it came to him by revelation of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit began to teach him, to show him, to enlighten him. Otherwise, he could not have been able to see it, and he would have still been kicking against the prick, as some of you are doing today, because you don't understand this glorious gospel. Verse 13 says, "For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measures I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many of my equal in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers." In other words, he was Paul religious. He really thought he was on the right road, but he was on the wrong road. He thought like, you know, many of us have been in that place before. You know, I know the Bible clearly tells us that a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as 1 day. So it was just moments ago, I too was on the wrong road, on a broad road that leaded to destruction. I too was on my way to hell, you know, with my eyes wide open. You know, talking about I'm blessed, highly favored, thought I really had it going on. You know, I thought I had the right thing. You know, I was kind of, you know, serving two masters, you know, doing my thing and trying to do God's thing on a Sunday. You know, I thought it was all right. Everybody else was doing it. You know, I thought it was an end thing. You know, I thought there was nothing wrong, as many of you. But you see, Jesus came to deliver us from sin, not in sin. And this is the purpose of that glorious gospel of the kingdom. It and it alone can set you free. For whom the Son set free is truly free indeed. Verse 15 says, But when it pleased God, whom separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace. Oh, don't that sound good? Oh, the Lord separated Brother Paul from his mother's womb and called him by his grace. Well, the Lord separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. The Lord separated you from your mother's womb and called you by his grace. Oh, ain't he all right? Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. Oh, he's so good. To reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathens, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Verse 17 says, and Paul says, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Verse 18 says, then after 3 years, oh my goodness, then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abide with him 15 days. Oh, I got to stop there at 18 verse. Did you all hear that? Then after 3 years, we're talking about 3 years, the Holy Ghost was teaching Paul this gospel each and every morning, noon, and night, teaching him this gospel, teaching him this gospel. Though you slay me, he said, yet will I trust in you, and yet will I maintain my ways before you day after day, morning after morning, for 3 years.